Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? You better get your house in order. What you gonna do? 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 What you gonna do?
To be able to come across these airways again tonight, bringing you the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. I just thank God for allowing me to come into your workspace, into your living room area, and then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just thank those of you, all of my loyal and faithful servants out there across the skyway. May God and richly bless you, you and you. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that all was well in your family circle on today. I hope and pray that all continually to be well at this moment. I just thank God because without you, there would be any need for me to be here. But because God has people of God like yourself that love the divine word of truth, and you believe that's what I'm preaching, and that is what I'm preaching. I wouldn't be here preaching and testing lies. But I come to bring you the gospel of Jesus Christ as he left it. And the Bible says that God left us a book to believe in. And in it, you and I have a whole lot to learn. Hallelujah. And so I want to take out this time right now to acknowledge those of you that have lost loved ones on last evening, on this morning, this afternoon. Moments ago, I just want to send my condolences out to you, you and you, that has lost a loved one, a family member, a husband, a wife, son or daughter, grandchildren, and an uncle, hallelujah, colleague, your doctor, your lawyer, that special someone that has a place in your heart. I come to encourage your heart on tonight, and may God just love all the hurt away, as only he can do. We're praying that God will restore restoration unto your heart and soul. These and other blessings we ask in his son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we will go into our opening prayer. We acknowledge Jesus Christ at every opportunity that make itself available unto us. And we hope and pray that that's daily. Daily, day by day. Moment by moment, minute by minute, hour by hour, we are to praise God because he's worthy of all of our praises. We can never praise God too much. You can never praise God enough, for his praises are limitless. So right now, without any further ado, we're going to go into our opening prayer. And I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down and acknowledge Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior, our soon coming Messiah. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together, Lord, around this spectrum, God. Father God, for we know that this all is not our eternal home. But we know that you have lying in waiting. You have lying in reserve. A place that no one has ever seen or witnessed. But until you crack those clouds one of these historical days, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, gracious Heavenly Father, to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we allow the church to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just hope and pray, like I first stated, that you had a beautiful day today and all was well in your family circle. And I just want you to just get you a good seat, get you a cushion to position your posture, and get your chips and your dip and everything to sit, and just allow me to edify the word of God unto you as Jesus has commended me. Hallelujah. So I will be with you 45 minutes on the clock. And so without any further ado, because we have quite a bit to cover, and I want to give those numbers before we go into our program. I want to relate those numbers on the monitor to you. And those numbers are 646-230-74. The second number is 877-598-8654. Those numbers again are 646-230-74. The second number is 877-598-8654. And if you have any testimony that you would like to share with the Old Shepherd, the podium is all yours. We have allowed this time at the beginning of the program to allow anyone that God has performed a miracle in your life and you want to tell the world about it. We have the line of communication open and is available to you if you have a testimony that you would like to share. And also, at the conclusion of our program, we welcome your prayer petition. Whatever that you would have on your heart to place before the throne of God, you are welcome to call in to those numbers that I just mentioned. So right now, without any further ado, we're going to go right on into our sermon on tonight. And our sermon on tonight entitles, Preach the Gospel of Liberation and Freedom. Hallelujah. And you know, today in America, now we know that there are some foreign countries that is not so liberated. They're still bound in bondage. But we know that some of us can say that we are enjoying the freedom here in America. We know that our Army men's has just put their life on the line. Some have lost their lives for our freedom. So our prayers go out to them and their family, and we salute them on tonight. But on January the 1st, 1863, we know that President Abraham Lincoln, he signed the Emancipation Proclamation. On that great day, the African slave in America was declared officially free. We're reminded that over 2,000 light years ago, Jesus declared another Emancipation Proclamation. His mission was to proclaim another liberty. He had sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. That scripture reading is found in the law of Isaiah 61:1. And also, you can go to Luke 4:16. And we're reminded that Jesus, we know he is the great emancipator. And our scripture on tonight entitled, Preach the Gospel of Liberation and Freedom. So we know that Jesus is the great emancipator. And Jesus came to free us from whatever bound us, whatever confined us, whatever entangle us, whatever oppresses you and I. He came to defeat our adversary. And you might say, oh, was he a warrant? What is an adversary? Who is an adversary? Our adversary is Lucifer, satanic forces, Satan himself. To lift the spirit of the heaviness and to restore our joy so that we can praise and glorify him, hallelujah, on today. We know that the presence of his spirit secure our freedom. We know that the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, we know that there is liberty. That scripture reading is found in the law. 2 Corinthians 3 and 17. God has chosen every believer by divine election to be a witness. Hallelujah. He has summoned us to invite others to accept salvation. He has not sent us to tell, to drag anyone to heaven. But God has summoned us to invite others to accept salvation on their own free will. Through Jesus Christ, we must preach the gospel of liberation and freedom. We find out that the word of God says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That scripture reading is found in the law of Galatians 5 and 1. God has committed the gospel to our trust, and we must preach the word. We must be in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. That scripture reading is found in the law of 2 Timothy 4 and 2. Like the watchmen upon the walls of Jerusalem, we cannot help but speak the things that we have seen and heard, because the Lord has anointed us, you and I, to preach the good tidings. Isaiah 61 and 1, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank God today for our freedom in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, we thank God that we can be free. We no longer have to be in bondage because we have Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, that has paid the penalty. God has went to the rugged cross and laid down his life. Hallelujah. No greater life, no greater life has this than a man to lay down his life for his friend. And you and I can say on today without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ was that man that laid down his life over 2,000 light years ago for you and I. He went through a death that no one in the history of man could ever endure. Hallelujah. But yet, we know that we can be liberated from whatever have us bound. If it's smoking cigarettes and you've been wanting to quit, you could be liberated on tonight. If you've been chasing women and you feel like that the woman that you have at home is no longer, I would say, attractive to you, you can be liberated on tonight. And you can go back and be in love with the woman that you have, the woman that God gave unto you, or maybe the woman that you gave unto yourself. Maybe before you known God. But whatever it is, if you're peddling drugs, if you're swearing and lying, I'm here to tell you tonight that you can be liberated and you can be set free on tonight. And we're going to read our first key scripture on tonight. And it reads like this. It says, sir, what must I do to be saved? So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. That scripture reading is found in the law of Acts 16 and 30 through 31. And we'll also got to go to our second key scripture on tonight. And it reads like this. This is an evil generation. It seeks signs, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah and the prophet. That scripture reading is found in the law of Luke 11 and 29. And yet, how easy is it to run ahead of God, straight as we talk to unbelievers about Christ, giving prepackaged answers before we listen to their question. This tendency was highlighted several years ago when someone scrolled the words, Christ is the answer, on the side of a building. A clinical pass-by added these words. What is the question? Paul and Silas thrown in prison for the gospel's sake provoked a deep spiritual question in the hearts of their jailer. This question was raised not because they had preached a three-part sermon at him, but because they prayed and they sang hymns to God. When an earthquake opened the prison doors, we know that the door and the changes had been broken. The jailer was about to kill himself, fearing that he would be put to death if his prisoners escaped. But we find out that Paul and Silas stopped him by choosing to stay in prison for his sake. At this, he cried out, sir, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. That scripture reading again, found in the law of Acts 16 and 30. And today, as then, the Spirit will correct the right question in people's heart and make them ready for the right answer, Jesus Christ. Tell the sweet story of Christ and his love. Tell of his power to forgive. Others will trust him if only you prove true every moment that you live. We know that Christians worth their salt make others thirsty for the water of life. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we also know that among the skeptic once said to me, I believe in Jesus if he come down in a prayer visibly above my house. We are here to tell you, not necessary. The Christ rejecting religious leaders who requested a sign from Jesus. They had plenty of evidence for believing. They had undoubtedly heard of it, not seen his miracles of healing, casting out demons, and even raising the dead. What more did they need? We know that Jesus therefore called them an evil generation. That scripture reading is found in the law of Luke 11 and 29. And we are told that the only sign they would be given was the sign of Jonah the prophet, who had been thrown into a stormy sea. That scripture reading is found in Jonah 1 and 2 through 3. When the Ninevites heard that Jonah's message of repentance after he had spent 3 days in the belly of a fish, they believed God had sent him and they repented. Likewise, We know that the religious leaders who already knew of Jesus, hallelujah, words and work, would soon see him crucified and securely in tombs. And in the following weeks, they would hear personal testimonies from those who had seen him alive and even touched him. But they still wouldn't believe. We know that today we have in the gospel a record of what Jesus said and he did, written by people who knew him. If we are open to the truth, we have all the evidence that we will ever need to believe. You don't need to be sign seekers. If we desire to honor God, we take him at his divine word and ask him not for special signs, but trust. Thus says the Lord. The signs of a genuine faith is faith that needs no sign. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you on tonight. Those of you that might be skeptical and are looking for signs and wonders, you have all the proof in this book that we call the Good News. This book that we're in the gospel of Jesus Christ from. And it started from the chapters of Genesis and it ended in the chapter of Revelation. You got plenty of proof that God is who he say he is. God is not a liar. God is not a man that he should lie. Nor is he a son of man that he should repent. If God ever showed a sign to anyone that have a heart, he showed a sign when he went to the cross. He showed a sign when he spoke with 39 stripes across his backside. He showed a sign when sweat and tears fell from his face. He showed a sign when nails was pinned in his hands and his feet. He showed a sign, hallelujah, when a crown of thorns was placed upon his head. He showed a sign when he said, Father, why have thou forsaken me? He showed a sign when he died. He showed a sign when on the third day he rose out of the grave. So how much more do you need? There is no more signs that God is going to present unto you and I. Hallelujah. So I encourage you tonight to take God at his word. God's word will not return void. V-O-I-D. Void. Let me spell that again. V-O-I-D. Void. You can be rest assured that heaven and this earth that we call prayer will go into the sea of forgetfulness. Will go out of the place of this planet, of the face of the earth. Before Jesus Christ, God is all in one. Before Al-Jot, that's J-O-T, of his word, come back, return back to you or I, void. Then you can look for this world to be off of the map. Out of mind and out of sight. God's word is true. All you got to do is look around you. Look at the trees. Look back at the skies. Look at the moon. They were talking about the moon the other day. Talking about the moon was as big as it's ever been. Bright as it ever had been in the existence of man. So we know that they're sent of God. Just as sure as you are breathing, you know that you're inhaling, you know that you're exhaling. When you eat, you know you can taste the flavor of your food. When you breathe, you know your nostrils pick up signs of vapor, signs of aroma. You know that you can breathe. You can smell sweetness in the air. You can smell bitterness in the air. You can smell death in the air. That's a sign that you are alive and that you are in existence. So we know that God can loosen your chains today. God can be the link in your chains on tonight. If you allow him, God can be the liberator of your soul on tonight. So I would just encourage you to go down and pray on your knees. Go into your secret closet. Get down on your knees and talk to God and allow him to talk with you. Tell him all about your problems. Tell him all about what you're going through. God will listen to every prayer. God knows our every whisper. God knows our faintest cry. Hallelujah. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to infuse your spirit and impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you must certainly encourage us in your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. And until we come across these skyways and highways, you are most encouraged to go in God. Don't let nobody sway you from your belief that you have in God. Don't be a doubting Thomas, but take God at his word, divine word of truth. Hallelujah. So, until we come across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. And so we will change the service up a little bit, and we're going to bring you some entertainment to just uplift your spirit. And I hope that you're blessed. Praise God. Listen, if you will.
Thank you. Thank you.